मय्याशक्त मना प्रार्थ योगं जुन्यन मदाश्रय असंशयं समग्रं मां यथा ज्ञास्यसि तत्क्षिणो। The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, personally speaking, how you can understand Him perfectly?
Bhagavad Gita aro adhyare Param Purusha Bhagavan Sri Krishna Swayam kahuchanti.
Previous chapter
has already said that manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschit vyaktimam tatvata. It is not so easy to understand what is Krishna or what is Godhead. Therefore, he is personally speaking about himself.
Udbhadhyare Bhagavan kaschanti manushyanam sahasreshu siddhai siddhanam vijatatam kaschit mangbeti tatvata. ତାଙ୍କୁ ଜାଣିବା ଏତେ ସହଜ ନୁହେଁ। ସହସ୍ର ସହସ୍ର ମନୁଷ୍ୟ ମଧ୍ୟରେ କେହି କ୍ୱଚିତ୍ ତାଙ୍କ ଆଡ଼କୁ ଆକୃଷ୍ଟ ହୁଅନ୍ତି, ତା ଭିତରେ କ୍ୱଚିତ୍ ଲୋକ ତାଙ୍କୁ ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଜାଣନ୍ତି। ତେଣୁ ଏଠି ତାଙ୍କୁ
କିପରି
ସେମାନେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ସମ୍ବନ୍ଧରେ ବୁଝିପାରିବେ ନାହିଁ, କିନ୍ତୁ କେତେକ ଲୋକ ଅଛନ୍ତି ଯେଉଁମାନେ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରୁଛନ୍ତି ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ସମ୍ବନ୍ଧରେ ଜାଣିବା ପାଇଁ। ତେଣୁ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଜାଣିବାର
ଉପାୟ
ମାନସିକ କଳ୍ପନା ଜଳ୍ପନା କେହି ଜାଣିପାରିବେ ନାହିଁ, କିନ୍ତୁ ଭଗବାନ ଯୋଉ ଉପଦେଶ ଦଉଛନ୍ତି ତାଙ୍କୁ ଜାଣିବାର ଯୋଉ ଉପାୟ ବତାଉଛନ୍ତି ତାକୁ ଯଦି ଭଲ ଭାବରେ ଅନୁଧ୍ୟାନ କରିବ, ସେଇ ଅନୁଯାୟୀ କାମ କରିବ, ତାହେଲେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ସହଜରେ ଜାଣିପାରିବ।
You can imagine any form of the Lord and try to worship. That is
speculative.
That type of atheism, the atheist, they say, Shunyavadi, there is no God. But this Mayavadi, they say, yes, there is God, but he has no head, no leg, no mouth, nothing. And indirectly, they are saying there is no God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore clearly said that this Mayavadi, Nirakarvadi, is more dangerous than the Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi, they publicly declare there is no God, just like modern population. There is no need of God. Asatanga pratisthanti jagadahu anisharam. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. The atheist class, they say that this world is asatta. There is no meaning. Asattam jagadahu anisharam. There is no God. We can understand that they are atheists. For the philosopher, they take the shelter of Vedic literature and indirectly, directly, they try to wipe out the existence of God. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has said, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarbanash. If you hear from a Mayavadi, Nirakarvadi, then you are doomed. You cannot understand about God at any time.
Really?
Our request is that if you at all want to understand what is God, don't go to the Mayavadi or Shunyavadi, but try to understand about God from God himself. sometimes they may say that what is the use of understanding God? What is the necessity of understanding God? No, that is not the right conclusion. Human life is meant for understanding God.
But
God, you may say there is no God, but there is God. There is no doubt about it. So, we must know what is God, what is our relationship with Him, and how we shall act in that relationship. You cannot say there is no God from logic also. Just like Krishna says, Aham bijapada pita, sarvajonishu kante. I am the bijapada pita, the seed-giving father. He says that sarvajonishu kante asambhavanti mutraya. There are different types of body. And we can see that all types of living entities, they are coming for the earth. So everything is coming out of the earth, beginning from the grass to the big, big animals or other things. Therefore, this prithivi or the earth is our mother. Everything is coming from the earth. So mata is there, mother is there, and the offsprings or children are there. There must be father. Without father, mother cannot beget any children. So, when you see so many varieties of life, the mother is a, we say, Dharitri Mata. We have got seven mothers. One of them is the earth. Adu Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Raju Patnika, Dhenu Dhatri, Tatha Prithi, Sapta Iti Matari Smita. According to our Shastra, there are seven mothers. My original mother, Adu Mata, Guru Patni is my mother, Dhenu, cow is my mother, Dhatri, the nurse is my mother, Tatha Prithi, also, earth is also my mother. So Mata is there, and the sons are there. How you can deny that there is no father? That I may not see my father, but there is father, there is no doubt of it. That Pita is personally presenting himself. Aham bijapada pita. I am the seed-giving father. So therefore, God is there and there is no doubt of it. But because due to our foolishness, we think there is no God, there is no father. That is our foolishness. But what is that God? How he is? What is his business? How he is formed? All these things we want to learn. And human life is meant for that purpose. In the life of cats and dogs, we cannot understand God. But in the human life, we can understand. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is that Athata Brahma Jignasa. This life, in the human form of life, because we get this human form of life after many, many evolutionary. So, this is a chance to understand what is God and what is our relationship with Him. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Hari Hari Bhifale Janama Goain, Manusya Janama Paiya, Radha Krishna Nabhajiya, Janiya Suniya Vishokhain. So, it is our duty to understand. And some of them are trying to understand what is God. Now, here Krishna, Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of God, has said that you can understand me perfectly. Asam Sayam, Samagram Mam, Jathagya Sasi Tachino. Bhagavan is the last word of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Badanti tattattabhidastattam jadgyanam adhyam. So, to understand, Bhagavan is the last word, Vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge, and Anta means the last word. Everything has some end. So, you can have so many knowledges, But unless you understand what is Bhagavan, your knowledge is important. Therefore, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Janmanamante Gyanavan Mahang Prabhadat Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudulla. So, the conclusion is that we may be very learned scholar or scientist or philosopher, that we may be very good worker, very good politician. But if we do not understand what is God, then we are in the categories of Murha, Naradhama, Duskitina, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namanga Duskitina Murha Prabhadante Naradhama Maya Pritagyana Asuri Bhavavas. Duskitina means one who has got brain, but the brain is utilized for mischievous activities. And one becomes sinful, mischievous, on account of his foolishness. He does not know by mischievous activities he would be punished. This is going on by the laws of nature. Daivijesha gunamai mama maya durutraya. Maya is very strong. For all our mischievous activities, we are being punished. He is punishing us by giving different forms of body.
Maya sakti bhimna prakar sarira dehi.
Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani jantrarurani maya. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parvatma, is sitting in everyone's core of the heart, and he is witnessing everything. According to our karma, we are getting a body or a machine for movement given by Maya. So, therefore, we are getting different types of body. The reason is karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajonishu. The different types of body you are getting on account of association with the material qualities. So, if you want to stop this business of repetition of birth and death in this cycle, we must understand māmevaja prapadnante māyamedāṁ karantute. We must understand, it is compulsory, we must understand what is God, what is my relation with Him. Then we can get release from this repetition of birth and death. That process is being described by Bhagavan Himself. That maya sakta mana, you have to increase your attachment for Bhagavan. Asakta. Asakta means attachment. You have to increase your attachment for Bhagavan. Commanded, process, you can understand Bhagavan. This process of increasing our attachment about God or Krishna is called bhakti yoga. Maya sakta manatratam yogam junyan madasra. Madasra, taking shelter of me or taking shelter of my devotee, madasra. That yoga is called bhakti yoga. Madasra means taking shelter of me or taking shelter of the person who has taken shelter of me. So, in this way, if we execute bhakti yoga, then asaṃsayaṃ samagrahma yathāgati, you will be able to understand God as He is, without any doubt and in fullness. To understand Bhagavan fully means not only understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also understand what is Brahma, what is Paramatma. In other words, if you understand Bhagavan, Krishna, then you automatically understand what is Brahma, what is Paramatma. This is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Badanti tat tat vidas tattam jat jnanam adnayam brahmeti paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sattva. Tattva vastu, absolute truth, is observed from three angles of vision, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. But all of them are the same and one object. So, simplified realization of Brahma, impersonal Brahma, is not perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth.
You
know, Paramatma Gyan is also not perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth. When you understand fully the personality of Godhead, then the knowledge is perfect. The no more doubt, asamsar, samagrahmang jathagyan sasita, you know. So, let us take this opportunity of the statement by Krishna, how to understand God, and we may make our life perfect in that way. Because life's mission is to understand God. That the process is bhakti yogam. Bhagavan also says in another place distinctly, bhaktya mam abhijanati javar jasya.